And for Off the Block, I'm Vane Lopes, and we are now joined by Loyola men's volleyball head coach John Hawk, as we are about a month away from the start of the season, and the preseason is winding down, but the season is fast approaching. So, Coach, I want to ask, start off with, you had a really competitive fall slate. How do you feel the team looked this fall?
Yeah, thanks, Benny. Appreciate being on. How we look. I thought I threw a bunch of different lineups out, and from playing all freshman team to playing our veteran group to playing, Parker on the left, and just learned a lot about our team. And I feel like they learned a lot about each other and connections with each other. And after going to Italy too this summer, I feel like it was a very productive fall for us.
Well, Coach, I want to talk to you about that Italy trip. Obviously good volleyball, but I want to ask, more importantly, how was that for your team in terms of the bonding aspect of all the players being able to connect, especially with having such a big freshman class?
Yeah, the freshman class is sizable, that's for sure. But it was important, because, we have a group of guys on this team that we returned a lot of guys and really lost Cole Schlotthauer and Nick Martinsky. I feel like the new guys coming in and getting to, get to know the upperclassmen and really connect and bond, it was crucial for us, so we've been together since July 24th, and, we practiced for 10 days and then off to Italy we went, and, guys were, rooming together, and just that time in the air, that time in the airport, that time walking through just amazing cities in Italy, it was invaluable for us.
And looking at, we talked about the hanging on the freshman class a little bit, but do want to ask you about a couple of returners, in particular Parker Van Buren. I know this offseason got a chance to play a little international volleyball with Team USA. I know you've spent time coaching at the international level with Team USA. How valuable is those experience, whether it's North SACA or FIVB tournaments, for a player to get that experience and come back to college?
It's really, really important. Just his perspective's different. His level of training's different. His attitude towards lifting and nutrition, getting those extra reps, really being mindful and intentional about how he trains. He's a different player, and we're going to have him next year too. And I've seen so much growth in him because of that experience. It's been terrific.
And then talking about some of your freshmen, big freshman recruiting class coming in. Do you think that there may be any freshmen that we see on the court at some point this season?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of them have been pushing in the fall to be impactful players for us. And, at this point, it's probably a little premature to project a starting lineup at this point. But, we've had Setter stepped up. We've had great competition there. Ryan McGilligott is also a young kid that I still think is an underclassman, and he is. But, Cole Schobel there, you got Fabakovic and Jake Reed and, Bryce Robbins. We have a lot of freshmen on this team. So I think we're still fairly young, even though we got some veteran guys too. So there are going to be some guys that make some impacts on this team that are young for sure.
Coach, looking back to last year a little bit, you came in the postseason hobbled with some injuries, but lost in that first round, got upset. Has that been motivation at all for your team, or is that something that, you kind of haven't discussed too much with the players?
No, it's come up, and it's been very motivational for our guys. We have guys that came back determined to not be put in that position again. And, the fact is that, we got stung at the end and by a good team, and that's the nature of it, but we got to learn and adapt and respond. And I feel like our guys have responded for sure.
Looking at the start of your schedule this year, you've set up, an absolute gauntlet. You're two matches at Hawaii, two matches at Stanford, then you're back home to play BYU and UCLA. Tough matches for both sides of the court. They got to play you. as well. But what are you hoping to see from your team in those first six matches when you're going up against teams that are probably all going to be ranked in the top 10?
Yeah, I think they're all going to be in the top five. I don't know. I'm not doing the rankings, but yeah, I think the what I'm hoping to see is us go out and compete. And you know, it's funny in our sport how early in the season these can be at large implications, right? So we're going to go out there and play with the intent to win and learn. And you know, by playing some of the best teams in the country, and yeah, I think Hawaii and UCLA have proven that they're consistently some of the best teams in the country. We're facing championship programs, and that's where we want to be. And I think putting ourselves against or across the net from those teams is where we need to be. So, you know, if we go 0-6, great. We're going to learn, and we're going to come out the next match and be better.
And, Coach, two final questions before we wrap up here. I want to ask you as a coach, because this is your second season coaching Loyola, what was the biggest thing that you learned about yourself and coaching last season?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I think, obviously, it's learning to delegate as a head coach. I've got two of the best assistant coaches in Ali'i, Keihoho and Lindsey Brown. I feel like they're head coaches. Ali'i's been a head coach, and Lindsey certainly will be. They're professionals, so how do I delegate things that I was used to doing? That's been a challenge, and then I just learned that you know, I'm learning more about who I am and what I want, and I'm just super proud to coach these guys. I love being here, and I think the guys are just our IQs are getting better, and I think you're going to see an exciting product on the floor for sure.
Right. Final question, Coach, and we'll end on this. It's a stereotypical Chicago question, but you are a great recruiter. When you got a high school recruit coming in, what's the pizza place you take them to?
I don't take them to pizza.
Oh, really?
I think I told you this before. I'm a thin crust pizza guy. Lou Malnati's might be the place I'd probably take them, but I think the guys like going to Cane's. It's crazy. We've got Cane's right across the street, and they like going there. And I'm going to take them where they want to go.